This is a production of Cornell University.
Hi, my name is Anne Ju, and I'm a writer at the Cornell Chronicle.
And I'm Lindsay France, a university photographer.
And during the end of winter break, Lindsay and I traveled to Honduras with the Agua Clara project team, which is a group of Cornell engineering students who design water treatment plants for rural communities in Honduras. The students are led by Monroe Weber Shirk, a senior lecturer in civil and environmental engineering.
This was a unique opportunity for us to experience on a very real level just how much of an issue clean water is in other parts of the world, something that we take for granted in this country. One of our first stops was in the village of Ojojona, where an Agua Clara water treatment plant has been functioning since June 2007. The students participated in a ceremony to officially hand over all plant operations back to the community.
The plant in Ojojona was designed by a previous generation of Agua Clara students. This year's students spent some time at the plant, seeing how things were working and getting to know the local plant operators. The basic technology for these plants is familiar to plant operators in the developed world. The water is cleaned through a process called flocculation, which is when aluminum sulfate is added to the water when it enters the plant. The chemical causes the particles in the water to clump together, forming white specks called flocks that you can see here, which then settle out of the water in a process called sedimentation.
We spent 4 days living in the village of Tamara, which has a population of about 3,500. It was a big part of the trip because Tamara is scheduled to get an Agua Clara water treatment plant soon, a plant that's badly needed in this village because although they do have a water distribution system, which you can see here, water collects in large cisterns called pilas in people's backyards, the water is largely untreated except for some chlorination.
Some of the Agua Clara students worked on design for the Tamara water treatment plant during the fall 2007 semester by taking the original designs from the Ojojona plant and updating them. For both the Ojojona and Tamara plants, the students are working with a Honduran nonprofit organization called Agua para el Pueblo, or Water for the People, to bring the plants to these communities. Here you're looking at pictures of a groundbreaking ceremony celebrating the start of construction on the new water plant. The ceremony was attended by the students, members of APP, and members of the community of Tamara. Here you can see students Colby, Tiffany, Rebecca, and Raul, who were all part of the design team for the Tamara water treatment plant.
We also visited a town called Ciudad España, which is called a post-Mitch community because it was built after 1998 when Hurricane Mitch destroyed many homes in Honduras. We visited places like Ciudad España so that the students might see other communities in Honduras who don't necessarily have water treatment systems per se, and who might one day benefit from Agua Clara's expertise. This is a personal use water filter in someone's home. And this is a slow sand filter high on a mountainside, as all water treatment plants are, in a town called Donlí. And this water plant was actually donated by the Spanish government, and it's in Donlí as well. We also spent time in Marcala, a larger city of about 10,000, where construction of a water treatment plant is in process, and some of the Agua Clara students helped to design this plant.
The students faced a particular design challenge for the Marcala plant because they had to design around an existing structure, an old filter system that had fallen into disuse. Because construction is further along at that site, the students were able to spend 2 days lending a hand. Some of them helped measure and cut PVC pipe that will go into the water tanks, and some of them helped with engineering calculations on various aspects of the plant.
This was an experience not just about engineering and water plants, but also about seeing different communities and experiencing just how people actually live in Honduras. And all in all, it was an experience that we'll both remember for a very long time.